Well, as jovial as that song is, we're going to have to save the happiness until 3 o'clock. We are going to talk Tiger baseball. I've compiled some data. Another win last night as they play another. I mean, the Angels are wretched. You're doing exactly what you need to do, but there's a question. At what point does it qualify as a pennant chase? And I have data. And data is without feelings. Data doesn't have a rooting interest. Data is data.
Are you going to take the fun out of this?
I'm not taking the fun out of nothing. I'm going to provide the data, and I'm going to walk out.
You're going to be a problem.
You're damn right. You've been here pre-show. I've already been a problem. Especially for specific people at this company. So, listen.
You know it's bad. Jimmy's like, good luck.
You know it's bad when Jimmy agrees with me. So let's just get to business, shall we? Hey, let me let you in on the pod meeting I had earlier.
Let's just move forward.
So we're going to get to the Tigers at 3. And we are going to talk a little college football, not Stallion stuff, real football momentarily. But I want to start out the show with just a moment of silence for me and David. Because as you guys embark on a much-deserved season of hope, excitement, possible elation as Lions fans, even Rico, starting the year, it's been a little rocky for the Niners as an offseason, but they'll be good. They're going to be worth Rico's time. Rico brings over the lady who rubs his feet, and he's in his Barca lounge. You're watching the Niners, the late kick. He's going to have a good time. But see, me and David are different. David and I are football homeless. In fact, David and I take turns holding the sign on the corner of Woodward saying, we'll work for yogurt. So here's the deal. Today, David, I'm so sorry, buddy. David, I'm so sorry. Because Mike Tomlin named Russell Wilson as your starter. And you have Russ. And I have Dan, not Lieutenant Dan, although it's often the same thing. I have Dan Jones.
You ain't got new legs, Lieutenant Dan.
You got new legs. I am hopeless. David is hopeless. David, you know what we are? We are locked out of the playground. Rico and Kenny are on the courts. They got next. We're locked out. We open a football season. Do you have any
hope?
It's
over. I have no hope, Mike.
I don't have any hope.
In fact, we were both on the same freeway, and I laughed at you as you were on the side of the road, and then later on you have to come up to me and say, you need help now? Because I need help now. It's over. There is no season. There is no joy. There is no hope. It's done.
We are.
Am I allowed to say anything?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
David.
I have nothing to live for.
Okay, David, you knew this was going to happen. I told you. Russ is going to get the starting job. They need Russ to screw up so they can say, okay, we gave you a chance. And now we're going to move on.
David, pass the stroller with the fake baby doll that you're passing off as a real baby for fake gas money.
Mike,
I'll hold the baby.
Mike, I don't know what to tell you.
We are. Dave.
I'd rather have Daniel Jones. What? You want to make a trade?
Mike, you got Kayvon Thibodeau.
Did you play quarterback?
You got Burns.
I'm trying to help you.
It's okay. But I just know that David and I have arrived at the same point.
Yes.
By the way, how bad is Justin Fields?
See, here's the thing. Justin Fields isn't that bad.
Really?
It's Saturday that told me everything. When they took Russ out after the first series and said, you've done enough, that told me, oh my gosh, he's the starting quarterback for my team.
David, think bigger picture. Russ, it's your job. They're trusting. You're going to screw this up, and then we can hand it over. But we got to give you a chance, or else it's going to look like we just took advantage of you. When they went out and got a second quarterback, David, that told me everything they knew, how they felt about Russell. Okay, because most teams, when they get the quarterback, they don't go out and get another one.
Then don't name him the starter. Give me hope. Give me joy.
Your hope is he's just a place setter. He's just there. Who are you playing in the first game?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You got that. You'll
win. If Russell Wilson is your quarterback, it simply does not matter. If Dan Jones is your quarterback, it once again doesn't matter.
I don't. I like to think sometimes, Mike, you just over-exaggerate things. And sometimes you just, you play it up. I got no words for you and your team. I have no idea what they're trying. I've tried to find a silver lining for the last 6 months.
Do you know what this is? David and I are sitting on a homemade raft, and we are watching. It's the scene in Castaway where Tom Hanks finally realizes, I will not catch up to Wilson. The moment of hopelessness has set in, and hope is Wilson the volleyball. That hope is out to sea for David and I. Think about this. Mm-hmm. We have Dan Jones and Russ Wilson.
But his raft is made of sticks. Yours is made of tissue paper. Like,
either way, they're sinking.
No, sticks will float. Tissue paper will not.
Listen. Factually, I mean, Tom Hanks made his raft out of sticks VHS tape.
He did.
It's Rico says I'm on the Charmin Express. All you see are the bubbles. I'm dead.
I'd rather have Daniel Jones. I tell you, I would rather have
you
him.
You would not.
Yeah.
There is no scenario you'd rather have Dan Jones. Don't say that.
David.
I would.
You would.
I would. David. It's Hold Russell on. Wilson.
David, you know what? You'd rather have Hendon Hooker. How about that? You don't want Daniel Jones. I don't know what your team is doing. I've tried to find, and I can't. I don't know.
Well, David, I just wanted to take one segment to celebrate our hopelessness. Oh, hold on. It's your turn to hold the sign.
Yeah, so how does it feel like, guys?
We'll work for canned goods.
How does it feel, Kenny and Rico, to have a team with, you know, hopes and dreams?
How about Kenny? He's got two of them.
Yes, he does.
And the Lions.
Oh, man. Super Bowl and national title.
Bandwagon. Watching you guys argue between.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. And the Steelers just lost their starting guard. Apparent pectoral injury. He might be out for the year. We have nobody to protect the awful quarterback.
David, in a lot of ways, take it from a Michigan State fan. It's easier this way. You enter hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Anything above that becomes a treat.
Oh. Has his raft just become downgraded to the tissue paper? I think it might have been.
David. No, you know what? The VHS tapes just broke away.
No, the porta potty sail just flew into the ocean.
The sticks are separating.
David. The only thing we have left, mutually, is we have to get aboard the SS Lions. The Lions are the cargo ship floating by in the distance when Hanks wakes up from the nap. You and I, we're sharing that raft. And we wake up starving, dehydrated, borderline delusional from the pain. And here comes Brad Holmes' shipping crate ship.
Out of whoop.
It's all we got, man. Because you know we can't go to the dark side with this guy.
Why?
Oh, I hate the Niners. Please.
I mean, here's the thing. I think David's on the raft. I think you're Wilson.
I'm dead. Yeah.
I think you're Wilson. We're never going to see you again.
My self-portrait in blood floating away to Bali. I knew I was hopeless, but I still reserved like a modicum of hope for David. That like maybe in this cosmic dream, Fields would get the gig and he would recapture that guy from 2 years ago.
I still feel that way. I do, David. I really do. I know you can't see it right now.
I'm over here with an ice skate in my mouth trying to blow out a tooth. I quit. This is terrible.
The only news I got for you, Mike, is that every year there's a new NFC East champion. And maybe it's you.
Here, cheer me up.
Maybe this year's the Giants' year.
What game is the Giants' last game of the season? Let me mark that in my calendar. My poor father. All right, let's get to business. Because while David and I are hopeless professionally in the NFL, we have spent so much time, rightfully so, talking about Michigan. We've spent no time talking Michigan State. I want to ask a question. And how you guys choose to answer is your prerogative. But we're going to do it next. We'll see if we can just have fun for one segment. We'll get into the Tigers at 3. I'm going to take a hand grenade of data and just roll it into the room and shut the door, and I'll walk out. What you guys choose to do with it is your business. All right, we'll get to the Tigers at 3 o'clock. They win again. My God, the Angels are terrible. But I have a stat, data, and I want you to tell me when this is a pennant chase. You guys get to set the rules. I'm simply taking a hand grenade of data and just rolling it out there for you. We'll get to it. We started the show with hopelessness. I want to know, if another thing is filed under this. And I don't feel this way. I don't. But we have spent so much time talking about Michigan because they can't keep their scandals straight. We have spent next to no time talking about Michigan State. And half of our audience, much like the political landscape of this country, it is Spartans. And none of us have a clue about this team. I mean, there's 60 new players. There is just so much unknown. And the win total in Vegas, scary. 4.5, 5.5, whatever the hell it is. I had a question for everybody in this room, but also you, the listener. Look, with State about to kick off here in about 48 hours, is there a non-zero chance this team is fun and decent? And when I say decent, I mean 7 or 8 wins. Not 9, not 10, not this thing you never saw happening like TCU. None of that. I would never even dare to dream. But I'm asking, in today's world of college football, where you know less about your team, and I'm guilty of this, because State's been bad the last couple of years, you enter the season with a negative connotation that really doesn't apply. I admit it. Those kids aren't here. If we took the positive. Now,
you know what, that's the first step right there. You admitted it. First step.
Truth. If we took,
that's growth.
If we took the positive, and I know we're not allowed to ever be remotely positive, Sparty, I would say this. Their coach lost his job pounding his beanbag in a hotel room last year.
Those are facts.
They had an NIL disaster where players almost walked off the field.
Those are facts.
They had no level of competency or coaching. And they also had no quarterback play. And they damn near made a bowl game. Not that that is an accomplishment. I am saying the idea that this team, with a highly competent head coach, you may not know Jonathan Smith's work at Oregon State. I'm a nerd. I do. Jonathan Smith and this staff are a huge upgrade over what the hell just left town. I don't know if Aiden Giles is good, great, bad, not ready, ahead of the curve. I have no idea. I know he was one of the 4 or 5 most sought-after QBs in the portal. They got him. I know they went out and got a couple future pros on the offensive line. They got an NFL tight end, etc. I'm asking the question to everyone. Rico, obviously, but Kenny, David, and you, the listener. As we get ready to embark on a year of college football, is there, unlike the Steelers and Giants that we talked about last segment, is there a non-zero chance that we could have some fun, that they go 8-4 or 7-5 and they run the touchdown play? I want, and just if you say yes, why? If you say no, just sell me. 248-539-9797. Rico, you start.
Mike, I would say yes, it's possible. Now, Michigan State's schedule is going to boil down to this. It's first 4 games, next 4 games, the 4 games after that. In a perfect solution, they start off the year 4-0. Florida Atlantic, at Maryland, Prairie View, and at Boston College. Then the chair drop kicks in, because in 6 days, you're going to play Ohio State and Oregon. Both could be top 5 teams. Oregon is on the road. You get a week off, you get Iowa for homecoming, then you're at Michigan. Then you finish the year off, Indiana at home, at Illinois, Purdue, and Rutgers at home. Yes, it is possible that it could be a fun season. If they win the first 4 and last 4 and finish the year 8-4, it'll be a sense of accomplishment. Now, you wouldn't have beaten anybody, but you get the bowl game and the season doesn't suck. The season isn't over with October 1st. So you have something to look forward to. People always ask me, it really boils down to, and you kind of alluded to it, it's Aiden Childs. If Aiden Childs can deliver, if Aiden Childs can be the guy that Jonathan Smith hopes that he can be, then yes. If he can extrapolate from what he did at Oregon State and bring it to the field at Spartan Stadium, then yeah, you can get an 8-4 year. And if you're a Michigan State fan, I think anybody would sign up for that. Now, you may get embarrassed in those middle 4 games. I can't promise you that it won't be easy there. But first 4, last 4, winnable games.
Go ahead, David. And there's no, I'm not taking offense to anything. If you say no, you'd have plenty of ammunition. I'm asking.
Well, what I'm going to say is no right now. And meaning I need to see what Aiden Childs is.
Oh, the let it play out thing.
I'm I'm not even saying let it play out for the rest of the year. Let me see what I see Friday. If I see something Friday, that's all I need to see. Forget the rest of the game. That's all I need to see. Competence in the quarterback position on Friday. But right now, I don't think they could be fun. I don't. I just don't see it with everything being so new. So
another joyless fall.
Yeah, okay. That's what I see.
So Kenny, we're all Steeler fans.
Right. We're all Dan Jones fans. Kenny, as an SEC honk, I need you to lower your standards to talk about my football
team.
These
last two segments, Kenny is really looking down his nose.
He is.
No. Nothing like that.
Oh, this is so cute.
I'm not gonna go full pillow fight. You remember how this all started. No, I don't think there's a non-zero chance. Would I pick it? Absolutely not. New coach, a bunch of new players, new quarterback that you don't know if is any good. Is it possible that all those things line up in your favor? Sure. Would I pick it? Absolutely.
So tell me what you think they're going to do.
I think that
what would you pick? Like, what would you risk? What would you risk your rent on?
I'd say 4 or 5 wins. I think Vegas' win total is right there.
Oh, my God.
It's a bunch of new pieces, Mike.
4-8, Kenny?
4-8.
Oh, my God.
It brings me no joy, and I'm not trying to be SEC honk looking down my nose.
You're not.
I promise you.
It's totally acceptable. This is the difference between me and a lot of Michigan honks. I'm not going to sit here and my team's bleep stinks, and we've stunk for a couple of years. I have no idea what to expect. And people, look, I wonder what fans think. Like, if you're a Spartan fan, what are you, or are you just going in going, oh my God, I have no idea what I'm about to watch? I mean, I could see a pathway to them being fine enough. Sure. Because I remember last year how they gave away the Rutgers game. How they gave away the Iowa game. Like how they gave games away. And this was with a staff that wasn't a staff. They had a stuffed animal with a headset, a.k.a. Harlan Barnett, as head coach. They didn't even have coaches. Did anyone see Jay Johnson the last 2 months of the season? He may be.
He was in the booth.
Oh, was he?
He was in the booth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could have run more than 3 different plays. I mean, I really just wonder, like, on its own, does a new staff with actual awareness get them to 6 wins?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he went out and got Minnesota's DC to come in here.
Joe Rossi.
He's the guy that gets the interception, scoring defense. They got the pieces in place. Like Davis said, now a lot's going to happen on Friday. It's Aiden Childs. Do you believe that he could be that guy? Because that's what it boils down to. Because he's got pieces around him. Mike, yeah, the defense, it was the offense that I think was finished the year ranked 109th out of 114
teams. The defense actually wasn't that bad.
Defense, I think, was in the 40s. But my goodness, they're on the field for 45 minutes out of 60 minutes a game. You wear down.
See, the problem is I don't think it's as much about Childs as Rico does, David. I think it's more about a running game and an O-line. I mean, MSU was going out at 1.5 yards a carry last year. It's like if you can run the ball, you can make a bad QB average. You make an average QB good and a good one great.
No, fair, because he made Peyton Thorne look like he was good. And it got him money at Auburn.
Didn't it? So I just would like to know. And again.
And you know what? Yeah, bringing over with Tanner Miller, the center, may have been the biggest portal get that Jonathan Smith had got last year. Because that's a guy who can solidify the offensive line. He knows the system.
Do we get to have any hope, David? What do the ticket texters have to say? Lord knows, Spartans are at work. I can't get those calls. 248-539-9797.
I am a Spartan, and I'm going into the season with no expectations.
Damn
it. I think a 7-win, 8-win season will be remarkable, and I think it could be fun. Dan and St. Clair.
7 wins is remarkable?
That's what he's saying.
In the NIL transfer portal era?
But a lot of people don't see it your way, Mike. You know, you got to admit, you're looking at college football the new way you should.
Thanks, Dad.
But a lot of people still see it as it's why you see the name brands in the top 25. It's how it's always been. If you could just get to 7, and this guy is going in with 0 expectations, so that's 7 more wins than he thought that they were going to get.
I also look, maybe week 1 is painting a false picture, but like I've said to you all summer, I think this is the year we're going to see more volatility than ever. You're getting the actual after effects of NIL and portal, real erosion. and you saw Georgia Tech beat Florida State because the pieces Norvell brought in just didn't work, and quietly Georgia Tech's did.
Right.
Or look at SMU.
Or it takes a little bit longer for the pieces to gel. Yeah, you're correct. You play somebody in the September, may not be the same team you play
right
in November, December.
SMU should have lost as a 4-touchdown favorite at Nevada. I watched. You can make fun of me. But no, like,
I watched it too.
Like, they should have lost that game. So I just wonder, does it offer more opportunity? I mean, look, my only doubt about Jonathan Smith at Michigan State is that if he thinks he's going to do it the way he did it at Oregon State, he'll fail. Or, and look, I worry, I don't know it factually, but I do worry, did MSU get seduced thinking they found D'Antonio too? A guy who recruited gems and developed and did the slow burn, and it was a 5-year build at Oregon State. That's dead. You can't do that anymore. It doesn't work. Now, you can do some of it.
You can. But I think the thing that they like about him is kind of like D'Antonio. He believes we're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball, play action. A lot what you said. If you can run the ball, everything else looks better. You can control the clock some. Your defense isn't on the field as much.
I don't know. I had to ask. We'll get to the Tigers at 3. We got a few people who want to rap about this. I'm just asking. 48 hours from now, are we totally without hope? Are we allowed to have a little fun this fall? 7-8 wins maybe? Surprise some people? Essentially, don't be, I don't know, don't roll out there and pull your pants down like they have the last 2 years. Actually, like, make me not hate you. Can you do that for me? 248-539-9797. All right, let's get to the people. We'll get to the Tigers at 3 o'clock. A little football next segment as well. But I've just asked a brief question. We opened the show, and it was hopelessness. It was David finding out the Steelers have named Russell Wilson as starting QB. I got to live life with Dan Jones. And I said, we just, MSU plays Friday night. It's here. No one knows this team. They got 60 new players. They do have a good coaching staff. Not that any of you want to hear about that. The point I'm making is, we haven't talked about Michigan State a lot. They don't have any scandals currently, so I guess they've been on the back page. It's just, is there a non-zero chance that they're any good? And I will say, like, we've talked about this. When you look at college football, it's just a more volatile version of the NFL, meaning in the NFL, you have a quarterback or you don't, mm-hmm. which means you have a chance or you don't. If Aiden Childs is a quarterback, it's like what Cam Ward did at Washington State. He single-handedly kept them afloat. If you have a quarterback, you're going to win games.
Yeah. And think about this, Mike.
I don't know if we do.
Let's say you do. Who's the quarterback in the Big Ten?
Well, it's really Dylan Gabriel.
And you could stop right there. The list ends.
You could say, I know you like Will Howard more than I do.
Right.
Michigan is a mystery. Illinois ain't got nobody. I do like the Maple Leaf Missile. Curtis Rourke, the kid Indiana got from Ohio.
You do.
The Canadian kid. He's good.
But I'm saying Drew Aller is considered the number two quarterback.
Okay, the Drew Aller thing, you got to help me. Because NFL scouts haven't altered their opinion of this kid, and then you pop the tape on it, you're like, what? What am I? How? But yes, you're
He'll
right.
He'll end up being the fourth overall pick.
Okay, then. Let's go to the people. Go to Toby, 97.1. What's up, Tubbs?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, hey, buddy. Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a while. Okay, just a couple of things. First off, the players that Michigan State got, I hope, are going to be a lot more athletic, have more ability than the previous couple of years. And I've been trying, and I have put a couple of bets on the Spartans and what they're going to do this year. I do believe that Michigan State will be much better than people are giving them credit for. I believe their coaching staff is much better than what they had the last couple of seasons. And I believe their talent is going to be much better than what they had the last couple of seasons. I have put two bets on Michigan State. The first bet I put on Michigan State, it's kind of wild, but it has happened before. I took Michigan State to beat Michigan straight. I took them to beat Michigan straight. The other bet that I made is even crazier, Jesus. But I believe they have a chance. Michigan State to win 10-plus games.
Okay. Tob, you've been hitting the naughty water early? What's going on over there?
No, I haven't.
Michigan State on the money line?
Understand my opinion is that we know that we have 60 new players. We know that we have a new coach. These 60 players that we have, hopefully, are going to be that much better than the 60 that they let go, including the quarterback, the tight end, and a couple other players.
The only players they lost that I really, truly cared about, that I really was bummed out about, were the two D tackles and Derek Harmon and Simeon Barrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sad about anybody else they lost. I'm also someone who doesn't like their own team very much. So in that sense, I can't cry about the players that left, because where did those players end up that aren't named Barrow and Harmon?
What really got me was all the quarterbacks that left, and only one is starting. The others are backing up.
Did Noah Kim get the starting gig?
No.
He's a backup at Coastal.
He's a backup at Coastal.
And Caden Hauser, Boneyard, did not win the job at ECU.
Yeah, I don't think Peyton Thorne's any good. Only Levitt won the he won the job at Arizona State. He's going to be starting. But, David, he was the better of all four. He's just tiny. That's all. So, yeah, I don't even think he's 6 feet tall. It's fun. The odds for just a flat-out win over Michigan is plus 1,400.
Oh, my dear God.
Flat-out money line victory.
How about we try to stay within 40? We'll start there.
I'm just adding a little perspective.
They won't know our place, so maybe we got a better shot.
But then let's go to Mark. Who's their quarterback?
But there's a little bit more talent around the team than just quarterback. Yes,
defensively. Yeah, you guys are great.
Dave, don't look at me. I Toby really got after it there. We'll go to Mark in Rochester, 97.1. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Excellent. What do you got?
So I think, like you guys have said, this season revolves a lot around Aiden Childs, and it's hard for me to sit up here and say he's going to be a superstar, he's going to suck, because that's all speculation. But I do believe, looking at the offensive line additions, you know, I really like the Holy Cross kid, Luke Newman. I like Tanner Miller. I think the O-line will be much improved. Maybe not top of the Big Ten, but they are going to be improved. And I think Nate Carter is going to have a good year. I also think Jack Melling is an upgrade over Malik Carr. And I think that having a safety net tight end and having a dependable running game will allow Aiden Childs to have a more easier transition into college football. So I say all that to be like, okay, the pieces are there for the offense to be more dynamic. And like Rico kind of just said a little bit ago, look around the Big Ten. How many dynamic quarterbacks are there? There's not a lot. I think the floor for this team is, in my opinion, 5-6 wins. I think the ceiling is 9 wins. I think it's going to hinge on that Iowa game after the two likely losses to Oregon and Ohio State. But that's kind of where I'm sitting now.
Yeah, there's only 3 games I've chalked up that are just like auto losses. And it's Oregon, Ohio State, and Michigan. I refuse to put Iowa in the auto loss category. Sorry.
Yeah.
They can't score in a whorehouse. Show me. We should have beat him in Iowa City last year. Except our idiot-ass staff decided to kick the ball to Cooper DeJean.
I would have just took a knee.
Did you think?
Right.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was at the point in the season I still kind of cared.
No, it was was that after Rutgers? Because that Rutgers game was just...
Just don't. Don't. Don't.
That was just a sad,
don't. Yeah. David Reed.
MSU will win 8 games.
Where do I sign?
Wow.
Does that make me a loser that I would just sign it right now?
No, I said if you win 4, lose 4, win the last 4, 8-4, you'll take that. Now, you didn't beat anybody. It means you lost to all the preseason ranked teams. It's a start. It's 8 wins.
It means I got to have fun on 2/3 of my Saturdays. Right. Like, can I get that back?
I actually think MSU will be pretty good. This new coach is really good. I bet MSU really surprises people this year.
Look, in that sense, if we get beyond, all right, maybe they just won't. Like, if Kenny's right and they're just awful, I can't tolerate that. It's unacceptable. Like, it doesn't matter whether it's Michigan State, South Carolina, like places that are rebuilding. If you are in that top 25, top 30 program era, and you have NIL, in this time we're living in, that's not acceptable.
No, it's not.
Not that Kenny's wrong. No, I'm saying I would be angry.
Unless it's like catastrophic injuries. Other than that, yeah, then you made poor decisions in bringing in portal players.
What about happy tears in a hotel room?
I totally agree with Mike. They almost went bowling with a coach that hasn't looked that confused since he was trying to tackle Barry Sanders. I think Aiden will easily.
That's enough strays on Harlan, okay?
I think
his headset. That's enough out of you. You're a problem.
It wasn't plugged in.
It was plugged in.
You'll never convince me that Harlan's headset was on.
It was plugged in.
He was a bit turned around when things were.
David Reed. Or we're going to break down the Steelers scouting reports.
Zero chance. I think the ceiling is 6 wins. MSU QB is the guy who couldn't beat out DJU for the job last year.
Whoa. If you don't believe in Childs, that's fine. Saying that a true freshman who was 17 at the time couldn't beat out an expensive guy out of the
that
portal.
That they had to play because they paid him a lot of money.
Just saying, you can have doubts. I have doubts. The kid hasn't started a game yet. But just understand this, and I know people don't want to hear this. If Aiden Childs had wings on his helmets out of the portal,
you would be a top 14.
Wojo would be so bricked up, he wouldn't be able to get out of his chair. Just please. The media. Right. The local media, the college football media. Joel Klatt would be doing a show in a thong if this kid was at U of M. Please, come on. Now, I'm not doing that, but you know how that would roll. He's a combination of Josh Allen, Jesus, and Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. He could throw the ball further than Joe Milton could.
I'm saying the kid's 18 and has a bright future, and I hope for the best. Gee, there's a big departure there.
Of course you would, Sparty.
Got it. All right. Thank you. I'm glad we did two segments on maybe there's some hope to not hate fall. We'll get to a blitz next. Tigers at 3. Rico right now.
You sure?